So we're here with Matt Lawson. Matt, you are a former URN sports person. You are also a graduate from University of Nottingham. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your role with Notts County?
I was at the University of Nottingham from 2006 to 2010. Had a great time. It's a fantastic university.
So when you were at University of Nottingham, what did you study, and then what's your role here now that you're with County?
So at Nottingham, I did the dietetics and nutrition degree. It's a four-year degree. You come out with a master's in nutrition. It's based at Sutton Bonington as part of the bioscience degrees. And it was a great degree for me to do. And now at Notts County, I sort of look after all the nutrition. I'm the club nutritionist, and I'm involved with community work here as well. And I work with, obviously, every team here, from the guys' side with the youth team and the academies right to our Women's Super League ladies' team.
Matt, with regards to nutrition itself, what would a pre- or post-match meal consist of for the players of the men's and ladies' teams?
So this is always a question that comes up kind of thing when we're talking about it. It's quite interesting. Obviously, you've got to prepare for the 90 minutes. So football lasts 90 minutes. You've really got to try and prepare your body for that. And it's about glycogen loading and making sure you've got sufficient protein and fat as well. Fat's a very good nutrient. So you have to make sure you're manipulating the nutrients. So to answer your question directly, it's a lot of very sort of basic food with no sauces and no fats added. So it's kind of like pastas, chicken, fish, rice, lean meat and vegetables as well. We offer a lot of cereals, but it's always whole grain cereals because they give you that kind of slow release energy. So it is very bland food, but it's important that they're kind of meeting all the different nutrient densities that we're after there.
How do the players react to that? Because of, obviously, you know, healthy or maybe unhealthy living styles maybe before they join the club? Or how do you deal with that?
It's difficult. I mean, I always tell the story. Well, on my first day here at the football club, 2010, I remember going upstairs for lunch, and it was the youth team players that were eating, and the players were there eating burger and chips. And you think, kind of thing, there's quite a lot of education to do here. But I think slowly but surely, I would like to think anyway, that I've kind of made my mark a little bit, and you know, there's no burger and chips here anymore. You know, the chefs are fantastic. They serve up great food, and it's based on a nutritional menu, and it's just by trying to achieve everybody's requirements and hope that, you know, it's like if you don't put fuel in your car, it's not going to go very far. And we work on that basis, and we try and, from top to bottom at the club, make sure everybody's got diet plans to follow and that they're eating healthily, because ultimately it will help everybody's performance.
So how much do you think that food does actually affect ability in training and matches?
There's been lots of studies on it, haven't there? And it's still a growing area the last sort of 15, 20 years, but it's getting there, and people are starting to respect and realise more the link to nutrition and results and performance. And we know that football is so heavily dependent on results. So I think after natural talent that these players are born with, and after the training programmes that they're going through, the diet has been shown to be the next most important factor that affects performance of athletes. So I think we've got a lot of kind of evidence there, and it's building all the time.
First, how did you get involved at the club, first of all?
When I was doing my final year at Nottingham, part of my dissertation was with the Notts County youth team players. So there's a guy at the time, Michael Johnson, was the youth team manager, and kind of got involved working with him and working with the players, just implemented some diet plans with the youth team. And it was just a great year. I think the youth team won the actual championship of their league that year. And there's lads in there like Hayden Hollis, who was in the youth team at that time, who's now in the Notts County first team. And he's actually captained the side. You know, he played about 40-odd games for the first team last year. He's come through the academy. And he's a great, great lad. He'll go out into schools for us, and he does lots of extra stuff. But his diet is spot on. And he'll still come now to be weighed, to have his body fats taken, to look at hydration. Hayden Hollis is, you know, kind of the ultimate professional, if you like. And it's just nice that started working with him 5 years ago, and he's still kind of working now. And it's just lovely to see him in the first team. And clubs like Notts County, kind of, you want to be producing your own talent, don't you? You want to give the academy and the academy management as much as you can, I suppose, so they can nurture the talent. And that's how clubs hopefully like this are going to kick on and improve. So that was my first involvement, and it's flown by. So this will be my sixth season, so really gone quickly.
Now, you've worked with both the men's and women's teams during this season. What do you reckon of their performances so far in both men's and women's leagues?
Obviously, the women's team compete in the Women's Super League, and it's quite a new team. It moved over from Lincoln to Notts County a couple of years ago. And there's the chief exec, Luke Negus-Hill, and the manager, Rick Passmore, and lots of other staff. They kind of work tirelessly behind the scenes to really make it a success, and I think it has been, because I believe we've got the biggest gates in the actual Women's Super League at Notts County. You know, And when you consider you're competing against like Man City, Arsenal and so on, that's a big achievement. So the local Nottingham public have really got behind the girls, and we, like I say, we get good attendances, and I think we just had 7 called up to England. So that's a real testament to everybody involved. And the players are really good, you know. It's frightening how good they are, actually. The quality of the football is excellent, and they're privileged to watch. And if you look at it, I think the last sort of 2 years, it's been 4 semi-finals. So every semi-final, the Continental Cup and the FA Cup semi-finals, including obviously the FA Cup final earlier this year, to go to FA Cup final, gave the club a lot of kind of prestige and publicity. So they're doing really well, you know. And I think obviously things could always be better, but things could also be a lot worse. And, you know, I think in general things are going really well, yeah.
What's been the highlight of working here at Notts County?
It's just a great football club. The supporters are fantastic. You know, I was brought up in this kind of area to support Notts County. I remember I had a season ticket down here at 4 or 5 years old in the kind of family area over there, my mum and dad. And for me to end up working here is just wonderful, and to be using my degree and kind of having, hopefully, you know, working as hard as I can and putting in the time to hopefully do a decent job for the club. But it's just a fantastic club. The supporters, the staff, everybody around here, you know, you'll have seen that kind of today when you've been shown around. Everybody's so nice, and it's full of characters and a lot of history here. And it's just, you know, I care deeply about the place, but I think anybody that kind of gets involved down here will always leave with a warm feeling. It's just a wonderful football club, you know.
Now, obviously, you're involved in football on a day-to-day basis, but are there any other sports in Nottingham that you follow regularly?
Yeah, obviously, in my role in terms of diet and nutrition, I do a bit of work with Team GB in the area, so we've got some Paralympic athletes sort of competing in the games kind of when they come around, and perhaps the most notable one will be Natalie Blake. She's a former gold medalist for Great Britain in terms of disabled weightlifting. She's currently 3rd in the world, and I do a lot of work with Natalie and some of her team in the area around making sure, again, her diet's right so we can work together. And, you know, I think we'd do some blood testing and make sure the cholesterol levels are right, you know, the hydration's right. It's just about maximising these things, because it's about getting that extra 10%. So I'm quite into athletics, and especially the Olympics, Paralympics, when they come round each time, and I, you know, try and involve myself in that each year, because, you know, they are really inspirational people, some of these athletes, particularly in the Paralympics, you know, very, very inspirational. So it's another great sort of carrot for Nottingham, if you like. Nottingham's such a great city of sport. We've got football, rugby, ice hockey, cricket, you know, everything's here. It really is a sort of sports city.